all the heart, in the very subhukana, he has no desire to lord over his little leisure and to enjoy it. It's completely gone. You understand? It's completely gone. As per example is given, how the fan is moving, it is in a force, and switch it off. But still it is moving. Now it is slow, slow, slow. And switch it off. No harm is there. And out of that force, that something is coming. But ultimately it will stop. Because switch is off. Example is like that. So Giriratma Charibade Krishna Charano Nishita Papatarta Kohunayana. One who has surpassed the Vaidhi stage and come to the Bhav stage, Vidhi Dharma Charibade Krishna Charano. Those who have come to the Bhav stage, you follow me? For them there is no Vidhi. Because they have surpassed that, transcended to that stage, real middle stage. And Krishna as a super soul, as antarjami, in his heart, this desire is not there. Vidhidharma Charibade Krishna Charano, Nishita Papatarta Kohunayana, how? His mind will go there. To commit some sinful activity. He has no desire at all. Only out of that previous transcendency. If something like that happens, Krishna tara khyama kare mahakraya prasi. Krishna excuses him and he has not undergone any such bad ornament. For example, the case of Billomangala. Billomangala was a very, lusty person. He was after Vidyasya's prostitutes, Chintamani Vidyasya. So, Chintamani Vidyasya gave him a nice lesson once. Chintamani Vidyasya, Vidyasya means prostitute. Once it was a day of his father's death anniversary. And that was a bad night. It was raining continuously. Torrential rain was there. And lightning, thunder, all these things. So much rain. All places were flooded with water. It was so lost peace. But it was that Vaishya. That Vrindavana Thakur, that dead of night, that terrible night, he went to Vaishya's house. She had bolted the doors inside, but whether it was hitting back, and still, he entered into his house, and into a room, that was thatched room. Thatched room, this is not like pakka room. Thatched room, entered into the room. A snake was in it. He thought of it as a rope. He was into the snake. He climbed and entered into her room. And he was so mad at it. Mad that Chintamani Vidyasya thought him. What is that in his body? Inside this body, very nasty things, abominable things are there. The stool, the urine, the mucus, the blood, the all this. Why you see very nasty things, see, bones, all these things are inside the room. And this body, why are you so attracted to my body? People can be attracted towards Krishna, the most beautiful one, Kandaka Koti Kandya, Vishesha Swabha. The attraction of the place. Sit out like that. So, you can do senses. Then left. Then he became sadhu. He put on sadhu's dress, he became sadhu. He was always singing the name of Krishna, thinking of Krishna, and really developed love for Krishna in his heart, that is not desire. He was going to Vrindavan. Mad of the love of Krishna, he was going to Vrindavan. On the day, on the path, on the road, he saw a young girl. Madam, she was a bride, housewife. She was taking bath in the park. Looked at her. that lady so looks like his father. She's looking at me. I'm standing here. So he finishes. She finishes her bath very quickly, puts on her sari, he went to her house. He followed. He alone had followed. Followed her. And stood beside the door. Doorstep. That lady went to her husband and told his father, he did like that, and now he's standing there. The husband said, if he's a sadhu, sadhu means a devotee of the Lord. That means sadhu, completely surrendered soul, is sadhu. Husband said, if yes, a sadhu can be served, if sadhu will be pleased, then we'll get the pleasure of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna. All right, you go to that sadhu. Then Dandavat and ask him, Sadhu Mahatma, what do you want from me? How can I serve you? Please tell me. I am prepared to serve you. Just go and serve. You follow me? So, by the order of her husband, she came. When husband allows, then she is a just lady. Her chastity will not be destroyed. Then under permission of husband, she has come. This is husband. So, when he came and said like this, then comes the thing. No, you know, this I has given me this trouble. This I. When I saw that lady, then this way. Oh, this I has given me trouble. No, it is for the heart. He blinded himself. I finish his life. You see? Because he has no desire to enjoy. বিধর্ম ছাড়ি বলে কৃষ্ণের চরণ বিশুদ্ধ পাপাচার তার কবুল হয় মন বুঝল অফিসে শুদ্রাচার ভালো যে মাঙ্গন নেবা সাগ্রেব সমন্তব্য সম্য ব্যবস্থা বুঝল তো তার পাঠ হ্যাঁ দেন কৃষ্ণ কেম হিমসেলফ বিকজ হি ব্লাইন্ডেড হিমসেলফ হি কুড নট সি নাও হি কুড নট গো টু বৃন্দাবন দেন কৃষ্ণ হিমসেলফ কেম টু হিম ও সাধু ইউ আর গোয়িং টু বৃন্দাবন I'm going. Come with me. Please get hold of this stick. I let go. Blind man like that. So Krishna himself came and took him to Vrindavan. Now he said, now it is Vrindavan. So he snuffs away. That way. The guy was telling that. Then Vrindavan says, oh Krishna, you snuffs away the stick from my hand. Can you go from my heart? I bound up you. অজ্ঞান বাহ যদি পাপ বুঝত কৃষ্ণ তার ক্ষমা করে ন করে অজ্ঞান অনকনসিয়াস আউট অফ দি প্রিভিয়াস হ্যাবিট ইফ দিস থিং কামস not from the Vaishnava Atarjas, they never accept Sundas as a
human. Oh, I know. Yeah. So I had a question for you about your view. I knew
what you were saying. Anyway, you want?
In the plains knowledge, it says here, the most important of all, sannyasi is strictly forbidden to have any intimate relationship with a woman. Mm-hmm. He is even forbidden to talk with a woman in a secluded place.
Yes.
Lord Chaitanya was an ideal sannyasi, and when he was at Puri, his feminine devotees could not even come near to offer their respects. Mm-hmm. they were advised to bow down from a distant place. This is not a sign of hatred for women as a class, but it is a stricture imposed on the sannyasi not to have close connections with women. One has to follow the rules and regulations of a particular status of life in order to purify his existence. For a sannyasi, intimate relations with women and possessions of wealth for sense gratification are strictly forbidden. The ideal sannyasi was Lord Chaitanya himself, and we can learn from his life that he was very strict in regards to women. Although he is considered to be the most liberal incarnation of Godhead, accepting the most fallen conditioned souls, he strictly followed the rules and regulations of the sannyasi order of the life in connection with association with women. One of his personal associates, namely Chota Haridas, was personally associated with Lord Chaitanya along with his other confidential personal associates. But somehow or other, this Chota Haridasa looked lustily on a young woman, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he had once rejected him from the society of his personal associates. Now it says he looked lustily on a young woman. Was Shiki Mahiti a young woman?
No. Mahidasi.
Mahavidasi.
Some say young, some say old.
Yes, I heard
that. Yes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this translation we had, it seems old.
Yes. Some say young, some say old. The most of the persons are the old woman. She's not young. She's not young. Most of them are just say like that. The season. As an old woman. But for the loka sikha, for the public teaching, Mahaprabhu did like that. Otherwise, everything is replenished. This Vaidya Sannyasi. Vairagya hoya kore prakriti sambhasana. Dekhya nataru ami tahara badana. You see, Bhagavan Acharya had invited Mahaprabhu to take dekhya in his house. So Bhagavan Acharya was preparing nice food for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he thought of to cook very nice rice. So nice rice is required. So it was with the Madhvidasi. So he requested Chota Haridas, please go and bring some rice. So Mahaprabhu came, oh, rice is very nice. Mahaprabhu Antarjam, he didn't know everything. Then he said, is this ice, have you kept this ice, is it in your house? He asked Bhagavan Acharya, no, no, no. It was Madhavidasa. Who brought it? Chota Haridas brought it. Then Mahaprabhu says, I won't see this. No more. Vairagi hoya kare prakriti sambhasana. Dekhyana parvami tahara vadana. Become a vairagi. Become a sannyasi, he's talking with a woman, so I cannot see his face. All devotees requested, what is the offense? Because there is no offense. He has not gone for his own sake. By the request of Bhagavan Acharya, he has gone to Madhavidasi and for Vikya Mahaprabhu.
What about the less
Mahaprabhu could know.
He was looked at as
yes. Because he is Kantarjami, he is indweller, he is super soul in the heart. To talk to a woman, means he has developed some. Therefore, it is Matra Susra Guhitrava Nabi Viktasani occupation. Bhagavan Indragam Vidvana Pikarsati. Bhagavad says this thing. Matra Susra Guhita. She may be your mother, your sister, your own daughter. Don't be with her in a secluded place. You understand? Na vivikta-asana. Vivikta means secluded place. Don't be. Because Bhagavan Indra-jnana, Vidvana-pikarsati, the indriya, the senses are so strong, so powerful, you understand? So, like poisonous snakes, they will drag him. Man may be vidwan, may be learned, still dangerous. This is the teaching. Madhavidasi was alone. inner quarters, and even that is the teaching. She was alone, nobody was with her. So, go to Varadaraja Swami, why did you go there? You should have gone with somebody else.
Somebody else.
Yes, you should have gone with somebody else. She was alone and you went alone. That is the teaching, that is the point. You have to understand.
You could have gone with somebody else.
Somebody else. You should have gone with somebody else.
So it's not that it was that you actually looked lustily at her.
Whatever, maybe. It is for the public teaching.
A mistake.
It's public
teaching. How can he not look lustily at her when he's alone with her?
Yes. Yes. She was alone and he went alone.
But if he is a sannyasi with control of his mind, why would he do that?
But this is the mistake. How can this he control
mistake.
His mind?
Yes.
Lord Chaitanya says he only looks at a wooden form of a woman.
Wooden form, one should. That's in Srimad Bhagavatam. Akardopi bhetabhyam strinang visayanangopi jatha he tasyakute rapi. You see? You see, there is a piece of rope which looks like a snake. You are afraid. Isn't it a real snake? But it looks like a snake. Isn't it? Jatha. Ahi, ahi means snake. Jatha, ahi, jatha, he. So, the form of a woman, wooden form in the showcase, putting on nice eyes, standing. Don't look at it. Don't touch it. Yes, that is happens. Thereby, your lusty desire will be
prepared.
Yes. Yes, it is terrible. It is for sannyasis, this instruction. Akardapi bhetabhyam. Akar, the very form of the woman, is frightening. As the rope that looks like a snake is, that very form is frightening. Akardapi bhetabhyam. Strinam visayanam. This instruction. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. This is Bhagavata's teaching. Srimad Bhagavata teaches. So, and Buddha Sannyasi, who is an acharya, was come here to accept disciples and teach by Jackson. He stood very, very stupid. Very stupid. It is contradiction to the teachings of Lord Vaitanya.
So what in the moment, sannyasi speak so much to women?
Therefore, now this
question is like... Sannyasi that woman has circuited.
Therefore, the moment is now in a critical position, situation. Condition. Mm-hmm. What the public are saying, is it good? What the public teaching will do? Leave the public, what the disciples are saying, his own disciples, are they appreciated?
I remember years ago, when we used to give classes, we used to say, now we have read Times magazine that the Catholic Church has made a sanatorium for drunkards amongst the priests. In other words, there are so many priests that are drunkards that they had to make a sanatorium for them so they could rehabilitate themselves.
And homosexuals.
Yeah, and then we used to laugh in the classes, you know, because we were saying this could never happen to us.
Yes.
I have a perfect philosophy. Deity worship, this has never happened to us. This is only to prove that the Catholic Church is corrupt and their whole teaching is worthless because the result is the priests have become drunken. And we used to all laugh. We were convinced that this would never happen to us because we were beyond.
What happens to us? What happens to us? Anybody can say, but don't ask my name.
If he does not improve his character by devotional service, it's to be understood that he's not a high devotee.
Yes. This is most important. This is last thing. You should not take advantage of
it. You know, so Prabhupada is saying that we have to choose one ashram and live according to it.
Some of the persons who have written those are written.
certain people could admit it, I've made these mistakes. I accept wounds and new punishment. Why? To save the movement from becoming a laughing stock.
Yeah.
Like the Catholic Church. We're all laughing. Mm-hmm. They're building a sanatorium for the drunkards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the sadhu's business. Yes, I come here. Offense? So I must undergo the punishment.
Atonement.
Yes, atonement and punishment. That's what Chitrakirti says. Yes, I have committed offense. So, mother, I gladly accept your cause. I must undergo it. That's the sadhu's business. Good. Yes, to save my problem. Your spiritual master. This is sad. It's a real desire. Do it.
But the excuses that came out in that meeting was, so and so has done so much austerity in the past. He's done so much service to Prabhupada that he's already atoned for any mistakes. And
don't take advantage of that. That was don't take advantage of that.
Yeah, in other words, don't read the philosophy. It's like chicken. Just take one part of the chicken.
Yes, Ardha Kukuti now. Yes, I want this part or this part is not needed. Ardha Kukuti now. Yes.
In English we say it's two weights and two measures. One jest is for the little body, and another jest is. He's already suffered so much, done so much austerity. Therefore, if we impose such a humiliating punishment, then it'll just destroy him. But destroy him is let him stay in that position. That'll destroy him and the movement. And there's an example right there.
But you are going to destroy the whole movement. You're going to destroy the whole movement.
Vaishnava, especially Vaishnava Brahmins, dedicated to the truth. You're speaking the truth.
Just speaking the truth.
Now, if someone says, if you speak the truth, then I have $40 million, I won't give it to the movement. Does that mean we can't speak the truth now? Does that mean we have to lie? Or keep a lie? Or keep a secret? Just because someone's threatening not to give money.
Which is important, the keep of the movement, the prestige of the movement, prestige of the spiritual master's movement, or keep of this thing, which is selected.
Recently there was a Vishwambar Maharaj from Radharaman Tavya. He told us a nice story. You correct.
That was so savory.
Yes. That, while you were here, you could, of course, if you want to, if you'd like to. Charanam Bhuja, myself, like very much Bhakti, and Narottam Das Thakur, because you sing so nicely. Here, we have like Sonam Bhakti, and then Deepa Bali, yeah, Sarangati and Gita Bali, so many songs, but very few of these songs, you know, the melodies. And beside the melodies, what we would like to do is eventually, if you could make some, either choice of certain ones or all of them, sing them and give a little purport. And we could tape it and also make a video cassette. From the tape, we could make a book in a serial form, you know. Because a lot of instructions here are like for householders.
This is a nice
Most of them we don't even know how to sing it. We never heard most of them.
Bandhu dara suta suta tamo dasida seita sammun sabe amar praya. Dhano jano duho dar tomar balya.
You could make a nice book.
Yeah.
Even if we come out small pamphlets, sections by section.
संसार व्यय करिव वहन कनक कामिनी प्रतिष्ठा इज लाइक ए टाइग्रेस इवन ऑफ दिस थ्री इज
प्रतिष्ठा कामिनी
कनक कामिनी प्रतिष्ठा कनक मीन्स गोल्ड वेल्थ मटेरियल वेल्थ
मनी कामिनी प्रतिष्ठा
कामिनी मीन्स वुमेन प्रतिष्ठा मीन्स
प्रतिष्ठा ऑल्सो दे ट्रांसलेट बाय अर्थ Kama Moksha. The Nadanan Najanana Sundari. Also interpreted the liberation is like poetry. It's like nice words. So the idea of liberation.
Dhanmani Sure, that is the mukti is there. सुंदरी कवितांबा जगदीश काम मम जन्मनि जन्मनि सुरे भवता भक्ति रहित जन्मनि जन्मनि मीन्स आई डोंट थिंक आई लिबरेशन वन मीन्स अर्थ धर्म धर्म अर्थ काम मीन्स लस्ट दैट इज कामिनी
सुंदरी
सुंदरी इट इज देयर धर्म अर्थ काम
मोक्ष अर्थ कुड बी
अर्थ मीन्स गोल्ड और वेल्थ धन दैट इज अर्थ बट नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ धर्म
कैवल्य
नरकायते प्रभातानंद सरस्वती कैवल्य द लिबरेशन मुक्ति merging into the Brahman is like a hellish condition on the part of a pure devotee.
Ekadasi deity.
Ekadasi reborn out of Supreme Personality of God.
What is the story?
There is a Purana, the story is there. So I must protect him. So he said, all right, on Ekadasi day, you will take shelter of unknown friends. All the sins, all, are there. So, anybody, consciously or unconsciously takes events on that day.
He takes the sin of the other.
He commits sin, that is sinful activity. Path Guru takes shelter. As Kali takes shelter. Kali Maharaj gave place to Kali to four places. Yintam, Panam, Sriyasuna, then fifth place gold. So that is Kali's place. Kali has taken shelter. So,
then Kali
your Path Purus has taken shelter and Annam in Path Ekadasi. Therefore, Mahaprasad.
Because Mahaprasad there is Anna also mixed, so
yes.
you don't discriminate.
Yes, therefore we don't take. No. It is kept, it is Mahaprasad, it is Anna, it is offered to Krishna. Krishna will never do brata. Brata, the devotee do. Or rather, only Krishna will do. Krishna is not dead. He is a non-living entity like us, even. So if all this seva will go on, well, that should be kept. For this Vadasi Parana. Karana means what we have given up, we'll just take it. That is the Karana. If time is there, that's known as Karana. Otherwise, do it, then you will see following this brother, Ekadasi, you will never get any result.
If you don't break at the bottom.
Then the time is there. You do Karana in this time. Enter in public. Yes, therefore, we know that on Ekadasi day, there is the sheltering place of Path Guru. Also, we give it to others as we commit, allow him to commit sin. And our instruction is should be free from sin from the activities. How do it? So, Vaishnava never does. So, there is no prasad distribution on Ekadasi day. No prasad distribution.
One last thing, with all the alva we give to the old temple of Paris, on the Ekadasi, he said, well, just please take all the grain.
That is a Mahabharata plan. Mahabharata plan is going to be there. Guru sees a Vrunda, Sakhi, and Vrindavan. Once, Sudama Gopo. Sudama Gopo. He had some lustful look at Vrunda. So Vrunda had some look also. So Radharani cursed both of them. Sudama Gopo and Vrunda had a demon. The planet.
That
was in Gopur. Yes, that was in Gopur. Not in Gopur. No, that was in Gopur. Huh? How could there be lust? How could there be lust? No question. This is
Lila.
Lila. How then Tulsi will come, how this Sargam will come to this planet? That is the appearance of Sargam and Tulsi. Mm-hmm. Sudama Gopo was born as Sankhatura. And Vrunda Devi was born as the daughter of a king. His name was the Harat Vijay. Her name was Tulsi. So, from very childhood, Tulsi used to love. Love Krishna. And so she underwent very serious penance, asserting how she could get Krishna as her husband. Brahma came, Lord Brahma. So Brahma told her, all right, you break your penance, you'll get Krishna as your husband, but in a different way, not in a direct way. in an indirect way, different way. But you should marry a demon. You should marry a demon. That means you should marry someone. But you have to do this. According to the instruction of Brahman, he married Sankhachuda, demon, Rakshasa. Sankhachuda is a very powerful demon.
See, I am saying, if the chastity of his wife would be broken, then you will be dead. So far. So he was fighting with the demigods. All the demigods fired. He was so powerful, nobody could conquer. Unless the chastity of his wife was fired. Shiva was fighting. In the meanwhile, Krishna came. In disguise, the form of that demon, the wife of Sankhya.
He gave us some to
yes. So Tulsi thought that her husband had returned from the fighting, from the battle, unhurt. Unhurt. So she was very happy, so there was union. Time of union, she could know, no, this is not my husband, something else, some other person. She could know that. Then she got angry. Who are you? You come in this form? Then Krishna made his own form. From whom you are up there, to get a little man. What is this? You broke my chastity? So my husband is now killed. So you are so cruel, you are so hard-hearted fellow, you have no mercy, your heart is not soft. So I curse you. You become stone. You become stone. Your heart is so stone-like hard. Hard as hard as stone. So you become stone. This is the gladly accept your curse. I'll become Salagram Shila. On that bed. On that bed. I lie on that bed. Because husband lies in the bed. Wife, you see. I lie on that bed. You'll become the bed of Gandaki River. And your hair, this is plant manjari and tulsi leaf. And that will be on me.
Thank you very much. I heard a part of the story but 10 years ago and nobody could tell me. I have so many people who didn't know. I think you cannot stay only 1 week. You have to stay much longer.
Yes, I would have thought of to stay longer. Therefore, I planned how I can come by the first week of July. But I couldn't come, you see.
What is there to do in America?
In America, I have to visit the temples of Prabhupada. We first landed there.
But no, here you have so
planned that seat there.
You have so much business here.
Yeah. Therefore, I first came to Europe last year. Not to America. I said that next year I go to America. Gopal first went there, but I first came here. And again, next year again, your attraction, your love. Therefore, I am trying. So I am going and again back to this.
No, no, love. It's your compassion. Yeah. What kind of love we have? Pretty someone love.
On Parimila, that is Pira. Pira is the topmost part. I am situation, highest situation in this bhakti marga. You understand? You see, Pira Vyatha, though it is a painful Vyatha, still there is ananda, there is pleasure which cannot be described. Tava kathamrutam tapta jivanam. Then can gopis are said, when they are feeling separation, tapta jivanam jahalagi madanu rohani dhuriganu. This is important here. Saito paranatho painu jahalagi madanu rohani dhuriganu. This is important. You are feeling the pains of separation in your heart. Now I got that burning I am feeling in my heart is now extinguished. The fire, he says, is fire. I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. The fire is there. Dahana, 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 the fire. Dahana. You see, my Guru Maharaj has translated like this. Madana dahana. In the fire of the lusty desire, fire burns. So there is burning sensation in the heart. The separation of Krishna. When it got, then it is separated, extinguished. Tava kathamrutam tatta jivanam. Then it can go. These are the words of gopis. Then Rasa dance was there. Krishna left Rasasthal. So all felt separation. They felt this burning sensation in their heart. Tapta jivana. Life is as if burnt. But how to do? Extinguish that fire. Tava kathamrutam. By discussing the nectarian pastimes of Krishna, they get pleasure. By chanting their names, Hey Hari, Hey Ram, Hey Krishna, Ananda Kulatandama, Komandra Murali Ravaha. By doing all these things, they get pleasure. Tava Adhamrutam Tapta Jivana. So this is the chanting. Mahaprabhu chanted like that. Goswami chanted like that. And those three also they chant like that. For the conditioned soul, this chanting is required to become liberated. Nama Bhas, when you achieve the stage of Nama Bhas, you will be liberated, you will get mukti. But that is not sufficient. We want prem. This is Mukha Patre Jiva Pai Krishna Premadhana. Niraparadhe Nam Loile Pai Premadhana. Sadhyavastu is a prema. Prayodana prema. Samandha Abhidhaya Prayodana Prayodana prema. By the rope of that prema, one is of that prema, Krishna himself is bound up. He cannot leave. Sadamuktopi vadhasmi bhakteno snarajubhi. Nursingdev himself has said this thing. Sadamuktopi vadhasmi bhakteno snarajubhi. Vishnuti hudaya rajasya pranavasuraya bhudagi padmona. Krishna cannot leave the heart of that Devi Bhaktas. Tomar Hudesana Govinda Vishrama Govinda Kohenumara Vaishnava Parana. You see? Krishna resides in the heart of the loving devotees. He cannot leave it. They are bound of Krishna here. You understand? They are bound of Krishna here. As Billamangala Thakur has said, and became blind, Krishna came. Oh, you will go to Vrindavan. All right, come. I am going to catch hold of this stick. He led him to Vrindavan. Oh, here is Vrindavan. Now you have reached Vrindavan. Then snatched our stick from his hand. Dilamal said, oh, you Krishna, ah, lumpot, ah, you snatched our stick from my heart. Can you go away from here? You can't go away from here, from the heart. Tomar, today is like Govinda Vishram. Govinda Kohenamara, Vishnu Puran. You see. Vishnuti Hudaya Rajasyaha, Pranayarasanayat Raghipa. Because by Pranayaraja, by the love, the bandage is the rope of that love, the heart of Krishna here. Krishna cannot leave. You see. He is bound here. So that is viraha. Viraha means antarmira. Antarmira. Radharani was always thinking of Krishna out of separation. And Krishna was also thinking of Radha. Krishna was also thinking of Radha. One who thinks always very, very deeply. He always sees, he always gets. He's very near. He's very, very near. So this viraha is the highest. So this is viraha. Jagannath is for Krishna viraha. And it's Radha viraha. It's Radha viraha. Krishna is in Dwarka. Nilachala dham is in. Nilachala mandir is Dwarka dham. Krishna is Dwarka. So Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, 16,000 wives Krishna had. They are all serving Krishna. Still Krishna, sometimes when sleeping, in dream, uttering, oh, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Oh, what is this? The Rukmini and his wives, Satyabhama, what is this? Why is crying, saying, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe? What is this? We are serving. What is Radhe, Radhe, Radhe? What is? He is feeling this separation of Radha. Krishna is Jagannath. Here Radharani was feeling this separation of Krishna. And they united in Kurukshetra. So Japara, what is it? Solar eclipse. Suryapara, Tithi was there, both the Jadavas, Krishna Balaram, along with Krishna Balaram, they had gone there, Kurukshetra, and Gopi, Gopal, all the Gopapuro, and Gopshakha, the friends, Gopbalakas, our boys, and Gopis, Gopalas, Nanda Maharas, they have all gone. They had all gone to Kurukshetra and they met Krishna. You understand? Saito Purananatha Painu Jahalagi Madhana Dahane. At long separation, I have got Purananatha, Radharani has said. So Mahaprabhu was uttering this before Rathalata. This is Rathalata. But Krishna is a king. Dwarka Natho, Dwarka Dhiso. He is Lord of Dwarka, he is King of Dwarka, Raja Vyasa. Krishna had Raja Vyasa. Vyasa means garment, dress. Raja Vyasa, Krishna was Raja, King. They don't like this Vyasa. The gopis, the gopalas, the Radharani, they don't like this Vyasa, Raja Vyasa, E Vyasa. We don't like. Gopa Vyasa, how he was playing as a coward boy, very simple race, young boy of 12 years old. That is the most beautiful form, Madhurjyamaya. You understand? Arabhya Bhagavan Prajeshutanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Prajapadumadhyena Dakakita. Mahaprabhu has said, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya. Brajesa means the king of Braja, that means Nanda Maharaj, his son. Nanda Nandana Krishna, not
Vasudeva Nandana, Devaki Nandana Krishna, no, no. Jasoda Nandana Krishna, Nanda Nandana Krishna. That is Madhurya. That is the most beautiful form. Very, very sweet. That is beloved heart, I'd say. The heart of, I've gotten the Lord of my heart, Shyam Sundar. You understand? Aradhya Bhagavan Pajishvanaya. Krishna has three manifestations. Manifestation in Dwarka, manifestation in Mathura, manifestation in Gokul, Brajadham. You understand? Manifestation in Dwarka is complete, purna. Manifestation in Mathura is purna tara, is comparative degree. You understand? More complete. Manifestation in Brajabhumi is superlative degree, purna tama, must complete. You understand? This is a deep thing, very, very deep. So, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesvatana Yoga, Vrajesvatana Yoga Krishna, Nandanandana Krishna, not Vasudeva Sutta, Devaki Nandana Krishna, not. Papunjasyastanam Hari, Krishna has never served the breast of Devaki. He served the breast of Yashoda Mata. You understand? So, his manifestation Vrajabhumi, that is the most common. Madhurtam, fantastic. So they don't like this Raja Vesa of Krishna. We don't like it. So they got hold of the rope of car, dragged to Krishna. Chalo, 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 Vrindavan, chalo, chalo, chalo. Chalo, Vrindavan, chalo. Ye Raja Vesa dikhibe nahi. We don't want to see your Raja Vesa, Gopo Vesa. That is very, very nice, very beautiful, very simple, but very beautiful, very nice. Decorated with the flower of the forest of Vrindavan, a very, I am saying, Kishalaya, then the very soft leaves of trees of Vrindavan. Your Velu, there is no Velu in Dwarka. There is king there. Your Velu, your Shinga, your Poishi. This Besa we want, we don't want. Chala, chala, chala. Right. Sundara chala, that is Brunda. This is Rathalata, Seita Purananda, Painu, Matananda, Honitri. This is purport of Rathalata. And let me tell this story, why this Jagannath, Rajiv, so many things are there. This is Ananta, unlimited, what can I say? Unlimited nectar. So, once, this Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, they all asked Krishna, oh, what is that? When you are sleeping, sometimes you are uttering Radha, 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 what is that? Can you please tell us? Krishna says, yes, I have no time, I cannot tell you. You ask Rohini Mata. She may tell you. You asked Rohini Mata, Mother Rohini. So they asked Mother Rohini, no, Mother, please tell us. What is that Radha? Why is uttering Radha, Radha, Radha? What is this Leela in Vrindavan Leela? We cannot know it. Because they are Lakshmis. They cannot take part in Ras Leela, you see. Lakshmi Atarade Topo. Lakshmi underwent tapasya, austerity and penance for many, many years to enter into Rasila, but couldn't, no. No, no. Lakshmi Aishwaryamayi, not Madhurjamayi. My father, Aishwaryamayi. Mahati Jiva. So they cannot enter. They have love. Love is mixed up. Jnana and Aishwarya. Aishwarya, prema sithira. This prema, love, is contracted, weakened. You see, love is weakened. Prema sithira. Yes.
When you say Aishwarya, that's reverence?
Opulence.
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 Not reverence.
No, opulence.
Because reverence must be there at the beginning.
No, it's opulence. Aishwarya means opulence. You can, there's one description in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Once out of joke, Krishna told Rukmini, Rukmini is the first, the best of all his queens. Oh, Rukmini Devi, your father and your brother, Bhishmaka, her father, your father and your brother, they had invited whom? Shishupala to marry him, isn't it? He had come as bridegroom. Why did you accept me? I am a coward boy. I was standing cows of Nanda in Vrindavan, in jungle. Why did you accept me? It's not good. You should have married Shishupala, his king. I am just a mere coward boy. Still there is time. I give you chance. Still there is time. You may go there. You may accept him. When Krishna is saying out of fun. Fun. You understand? Out of fun. Go to go. Go to go. There is sometimes this type of conversation, joke between husband and wife. So it goes on. So he was playing like that. So she was afraid. She was afraid. Rukmini was afraid. What is this? How Krishna leave me? He was afraid. She was afraid. You see? And another story is there. Because prema sithira. Love is weakened there. Aishwarya dekhile. Prema sankuchita hoy. You understand? Because they are aishwarya moyi. They are in opulence, lakshmis. Their love is not pure love. Vipal. Another story is there. He displayed that lila, Krishna, that he is ill, there is fever. Narada came. Krishna says, I am ill, there is fever in my body. So, I shall bring medicine. Shall I bring medicine? So, let your fever be cured. Krishna says, oh, there is no medicine for my fever to be cured. Only one medicine is there. He could just approach one of the devotees, just bake some dust of his feet. If she or he can, out of mercy, give, or I'll smear it on my body, then my fever will go away. So Narada thought, oh, this Rukmini, Satyabhama, so many wives, they are very loving devotees of Krishna. When Krishna is ill, they must give. So he approached them. He refused. Oh, Narada, what do you say? Is Prabhu is our husband? He is our worshipable husband. How can you give the dust of our feet? Shall we go to hell? You see, they didn't give. Then what is that law? What is that law? Prema sankuchita. They follow? So Narada was desperate, morous. Then Krishna says, all right, you go and approach gopis. Go there. When you approach gopis, the gopis came out. Gopis are always feeling of very pain, let me say. Intense pain in their heart, feeling the pangs of separation of Krishna. They came running towards Narada, because Narada knows the message of Krishna. Narada travels throughout the world, every material world, spiritual world, everywhere Narada goes. He knows it. He asked about Krishna. Oh, Krishna is here. I have come to you, you have medicine. If you can give, then Krishna knows what medicine. Can any of you give some dust of your feet? That is the medicine to cure Krishna's fever. Then Gopi says, well, Narada Muni, tell, come, take it from me. Another Gopi, no, take it from me. They made competitions. How you bear? How much you want? How many sacks you have? Bags you have brought? You take as much as you like. Let our Krishna be cured. And for this act, if we have to go to hell, let us go to hell. Let us go. You see, this is prayer, love. They are not afraid. But the Rukmini's they are afraid. You help. This is Vaishwarya and Madhurya. So, luck is they cannot enter into Rasa Leela, they cannot. And they asked Rohini Mata to know about it. The Rohini Mata says, you see, that cannot be described in words. It's very, very deep. And I can say, but one thing is there. One should watch at the doorstep. Once was there at the doorstep, lest Krishna and Balaram come. If they would hear, then everything will be finished. One should approach. Watch. So they requested Subhadra, you please go and watch at the doorstep. As if Krishna and Balaram would not come and hear. If they would come, please indicate. We'll stop narration. I'll stop narration. So Subhadra stood there, in the middle of the, you see, threshold, middle of the threshold, the stretching hands like that. So Krishna and Balaram couldn't come, just like that, you follow? But she lent her ears to hear all this, what narration is going on. That Leela pastime is so nectarian, so sweet. You see, she forgot just contracts limbs into pushed into his body when nobody was there is there, he just stretches and crawls. When somebody approaches, stretches. Similarly, that bhava is so intense, the legs and hands pushed into the body. And the eyes dilated. Mahabha. So no leg, no hand. And Subhadra has some hand like this. Balaram and Jagannath. Subhadra has no. Because her hands are like that. So that pushed into his body. So no hand. Subhadra. You understand? In the meanwhile, Krishna came and Balaram came. Krishna this side, Balaram that side. They stood. They just lent their ear. What is going on? Their own narrations, own pastimes, so nice, so sweet, all relishable. Krishna couldn't relish it. Now Krishna is relishing. So they, both the brothers, Balaram and Krishna, they also forgot themselves. And they developed their bhava, prem bhava. So their arms and legs, they so pushed into that body and eyes dilated. This is the bhava. Mahabhava, feeling of separation. This is Mahabhava, feeling of separation. So this is in doorstep. Narada Muni was coming. Narada Muni from a distance could see it. This beautiful Mahabhava Rupa. from a distance, when approach near Bhavshan Bhavan, they came to usual form. You understand? All the legs, hands stretched out, normal form. But Narada Muni had seen it. Then Narada Muni said, "Oh Lord, I have seen that form. Please, have mercy. That form should be manifested and that should be worshipped." Krishna said, "Astu, yes, and that is Jagannath Prabhu. This form is Mahabhava, feeling separation of Radha. And here Jagannath himself in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radharani Radhava, feeling the separation of Krishna, and they unite. This is Radha. This is Radha. You understand? So Vaishnavas, those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those always feel the pains of separation of Krishna, chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In their heart, they are always united with Krishna. Outwardly, they are feeling separation, shedding tears. Chakshusha prabhusha itam, jugai itam nimisena, chakshusha prabhusha itam, sunya itam jagat sarvam, govindavya hedami. Mahaprabhu has said this thing in Sikhyashtakam, you know, isn't it? Huh? Chakshusha prabhusha itam. Huh? The tears are rolling down from the ears, like torrential rains. You see, this is viraha, feeling pains of separation, gopi bhava, Radha Bhava. This is Rupanuga Bhajana. This is known as Rupanuga Bhajana. Feelings of separation. You understand? This feeling you can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kabe habe bolo se sudino amar. Bhaktivinoda sings. Kabe habe bolo se sudino. When that day will come, Uccharite nama kabo, by uttering your name, Bari dhara varsi. I can shed tears like torrential rains. Jugai tu nimisi yana chakshusha prabhusai tu nimisa. The moment when felt as a juga, chakshusha prabhusai tu, sunyai tu jagat sarvam govindo irahenami. Feeling the thanks of Govinda, separation, thanks of separation of Govinda, whole world. Felt as if it is empty. Sunyaitam. Kobe habe bolo se sudina amar. When that day, that auspicious day will come in my life. You see, one should be like that. So this is bhajan. So the Vaishnavas, those are this Rupanuga dhara, coming under this Rupanuga dhara, doing this bhajan. They are doing Radha-jata every day in their heart. Feeling separation outwardly and getting union inwardly in the heart. So they are doing Radha-jata every day. Therefore my Guru Maharaj introduced Radha-jata every day. And they criticize, "Oh, they are these cult devotees that doing Radha-jata in any day." Yes, Vaishnava does Radha-jata every day. This is feeling, this is bhava. They don't know this. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Well, thank you very much to meet you.
I have never heard this story.
This is
a little bit of it. I know the complete thing.
This is very, very deep. Very, very deep.
Just Rohini was narrated?
Yeah, Rohini narrated. This is in Skanda Purana. This is in Skanda Purana, Utkala Khanda. Nobody knows this thing. Yes, very deep. That is the purpose. Why Prabhupada introduced lots of every day? They criticize other Vaishnavas, criticize others, criticize, because this is the real purpose. Vaishnava does Rasata every day by chanting Hare Krishna in his heart. This is Saita Parana Tathai union, Radha and Krishna in Kurukshetra. That is Mahaprabhu. You see, this is very deep meaning of Bhagavad Gita. That is. Well, I am very happy to meet you. Because the association of the Vaishnavas, তারে বলো কৃষ্ণ উপদেশ মোর আজ্ঞা গুরু হইয়া তার দেশ হুমেভর ইউ মিট হু টেল হিম অ্যাবাউট কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ সেড দিস থিং ডোন্ট ম্যানুফ্যাকচার এনিথিং জাস্ট রিপিট হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ সেড আই অর্ডার ইউ ইউ বিকম গুরু অ্যান্ড ডেলিভার দিস ওয়ান তার দেশ দিস অর্ডার অফ মহাপদ প্রভু came up to whom? It came up to my Guru Maharaj. It is not up to us. No. No. It has not come to us. It came up to my Guru Maharaj. The Param Bhagavatas. We are the dust of his lotus feet, servant of Guru Maharaj. We are doing what Guru Maharaj said to collect people for him, to do his service. That means whoever is coming, he is sending his men to do his service. And he has given us this responsibility, collect these people. So, I have no qualification to become good. This order has not come to me, it has come to me. My spiritual master, my Guru Maharaj. So, under his order, we are doing this thing. And we are doing kirtan. That means what I have heard from my Guru Maharaj, I am just doing it. This is the kirtan means the another name of Shravana. Srabana Namantara. One who has not does Srabana, he cannot do kirtan. What will he do kirtan? What will he say? If he has not heard from his spiritual master, what will he say? He'll manufacture something. That's what he is. I'm just a channel, just a pipe. The source is there. The source is coming from the reservoir. It comes through the pipe. If the pipe says, I supply water, that is offense. Greatest offense. No, it comes from the reservoir, just a pipe. So, we have no weapons. We come to listen. This is the philosophy. Unless one knows this thing, he cannot become Vaishnava. No, he cannot become Vaishnava. He cannot become a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He cannot understand this thing. He cannot understand this thing. Yes. All the great acharyas, all the Goswamis, they have said this thing. Ami je Vaishnava. If you think yourself that I am a Vaishnava, then your fall down begins. Just know it very, very carefully. Seriously. Do you understand? Yes. If someone thinks that he is Vaishnava, finishes. If he is finished, finished. That is the version of the all great Vaishnavas, Acharyas, you see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said this thing. Ami to Vaishnava yebuti hoile omari na hobo ami. Pratishtha sasi hudaya dusibe hoibo niroyogami. You'll go to hell. Hoibo niroyogami. Niro means hell. Ami to Vaishnava. I am a Vaishnava. If this bhav comes into you, into your heart, or if buddhi hoile, this intelligence comes, omani na hobo. So I demand samman, respect. I cannot be omani manava. I not give respect to others. Because I am a Vaishnava, I am a guru, I am a great Mahajan, great Bhagavata, great Mahatma. So, ami to Vaishnava buddhi hoile omani na hobo ami pratishtha sasi hudaya dusibe hoibo nirogami. Then we go to hell. This thing is going on. So go to hell. This thing is to go to hell. Finish. Chalo baba. The door is open there. You see.
Thank you very, very much.
Because of your association, you should be thanked. Not for me.
At the beginning, one must have reverence to Krishna. But on the other end, if one keeps reverence, then that kind of weakens love.
Yeah?
It weakens love. So how can one avoid to become like sentimental and fall into like sahaja or prematurely intimate with Krishna? How can you balance properly?
Balance, you can balance only by the mercy of a pure devotee. Nothing else is there. Vaishnava krupa taya sarva siddhi. You understand? Only the Vaishnava krupa. When the mercy of a pure devotee, such a devotee, no other thing is there. No other means is there. No. Vaishnava krupa taya sarva siddhi. Become a servant of a Vaishnava. Chhariya Vaishnava seva nistar pai thikela. Mahaprabhu has said, Vaishnava sevano Krishna pujana. Prabhu kahe Vaishnava sevano Krishna pujana. Nirantara karo Krishna naam sankirtana. This is your duty. You serve the Vaishnavas. Then Krishna will be pleased, Krishna will be worshipped. Always chant this Krishna Naam, the name of Krishna. And this chanting, bhajan, how can you do? Anugatya bhajan, asranaya bhaje, tate Krishna Naam teje. You understand? You should do bhajan under the taking shelter at the lotus feet of your guru, spiritual master. Astravayam, Guru Anugatya Bhajan. You should not do bhajan according to your own peace or according to your own pleasure. No. That will make you fall down. Or that will make you sahajya. Or that will make you all these things. That's what I said. What type of bhajan? Rupanuga bhajan. What is that bhajan? How we should do bhajan? I said all these things. This now. Rupa. This only means not a means. No. I never take. I just the truth of the Shastra, Shastra Tattva in his own life and teaches. Makes his own followers cut sizes. We are that. Vaidho sannyasi. We are known as Vaidho sannyasi. Mahaprabhu, when the first part of his sannyas life, 6 years, he travels and teaches, he was Vaidho sannyasi. Very strictly following the rules and regulations. Very strictly. If someone deviates, you are so angry, he gives strict punishment. Yes, sir. This is the case of Parashtakur, sir. He never uses the Chandan oil, Jagdananda Pandit block. You see, he never even very soft mattress. Why? Why? This is Parokshikya. Because I am Vaidho Sannyasi. First, denied to meet Prathagudra, Nigal, sir. Raja, Kamini Kanchano Shiva Guruji. He is the king. He is after Kamini and Kancho. Woman and God. So I am Sannyasi. If I meet him, I give him darshan, and Sannyasi Dharma will be destroyed. This is Mahatma's teaching. So one who is Vaidho Sannyasi has come down here for preaching, the public, and accepting disciple. How is it that he will do like that?
Is it Acharya?
Acharya. By Acharya he is teaching. By his own action he is teaching. He's Acharya.
Sometimes the idea is such and such as Acharya, beyond the rules.
Beyond rules, but they never show it publicly when they are doing public teaching. Bhav sangram kunchi. Sometimes when this bhav comes, they cannot subdue it. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he gets up from the Vyasastra and rushes into his room and locks the door.
One time?
Yes.
I don't know that.
Yes. 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 Now let's look at that. Because it will be misunderstood. Instead of doing good to the public, it will do good back to them. My business is to do to them, just to flip them, but this will do it to the rest. So, that's not such a business.
So, in case of Balananda, you quoted that.
But no, the name. That's very bad.
Yeah. I mean, on the 21st. That was not appropriate.
How is that? How is that?
The example is
Chota Haridas. And the quoting of that's not appropriate. Vaishnava Priyanka. No, that's not appropriate.
But also there was a quoting also Apisha Chudaracharo. Apisha Chudaracharo, Bhajatana Ananya Bhak, and Gita. They would also quote like that.
But that's not. Apichat Sudharachara Bhajate Ananya Bhak Sadhureva Samantara Samyakuru Devasita Isha. That means he was Durachari first, like Jagai and Madhai. But when accepted, spiritual master and spiritual master said, don't do it. So from that day, left him, never repeats. Then that is Sudharachara becomes Sadhu. It doesn't mean that he again do it. No. That doesn't mean that.
Because the verse even, the verse, most of the time I heard it quoted that if someone is a devotee and then due to some former habit, some former bad habit, eventually he has accidental fall, still he should not be criticized, he should be still respected as sadhu because he's following the right path, like that. So it's slightly different.
That is slightly different, you see. Accidental fall, that is also Mahaprabhu has said, as the case of Billu Mahara Thakur, he quote,